Virtually the entire perek talks about many different scenarios of a kaveres, a beehive, that is situated in different positions, or as different kinds of holes which are blocked up in different ways, and how that affects the transfer of impurity when a piece of a dead body is found in one of four places, either underneath the beehive, on top of it, inside of it, or inside of the house, in which the beehive is also situated. Now we're in the middle of talking about a case where the beehive, which is shaped like a cylinder, is on its side, and the open end of this cylindrical beehive is situated inside of the house. So it's open up into the house, and that effectively means that any time that the house will become filled with tumah, automatically the beehive will also become filled with tumah, because they open up into each other, and vice versa. And currently the Mishnah is talking about a type of beehive that has not got the status of a useful kli. That's a certain legal, halachic status that an item might have. And if it can no longer function as a proper beehive, either because it's broken or because the holes which allow the bees to come in and out have been blocked up, then it stops being considered a useful kli. And something that has not got the halachic definition of a kli is able to block impurity from passing beyond it, as we have seen extensively. Says the Mishnah, if this beehive was situated, it was raised from the ground by at least a height of a tefach, which means that it forms an oihel over the area underneath it, and that area is also opened up into the house. So effectively, the area underneath the beehive and the area, the airspace in the house, as well as the inside of the beehive, are all really connected. So as soon as one of them becomes tome, all of them will be tome automatically. And indeed, the Mishnah says, Tumot tachteha, oy babayis, oy besoicha, if there is a piece of a dead body that's a source of impurity, either underneath the beehive, or inside of the house, or inside of the beehive, hakol tomei, then everything would be tomei, all of those three areas, elo gabo, except for the area on top of the beehive, an item over there would not become tomei, since the beehive has not got the status of a kli, it has the ability to block impurity from passing beyond it. So even once it becomes filled with impurity, that does not travel beyond the top of the beehive. And the only reason why the area underneath the beehive does become tome is because it's attached to the house, not because it's underneath the beehive itself. And what happens if the piece of the dead body was al gabo, it was situated above the beehive? In that case, kenegdat harakia tome, anything directly in line with that piece of dead body upwards until the sky would be impure, and downwards until the top of the beehive. But anything else, something, an item which is inside of the beehive or underneath it or in the house, that would all be blocked. The tumor would be blocked from entering into those areas, since the beehive does not have the status of a kli, so it does have the ability to block impurity from passing beyond it. Mishnah tests. Many of the factors that alter the law in all of these different scenarios of the beehive revolve around the question whether the beehive has the ability to block the impurity traveling beyond it, whether it can only protect that which is inside of it. And this depends, is it considered to be a kli or not? In general, a kli does not have the ability to block impurity from passing beyond it. However, we have seen earlier on in the Masechta that there are two cases that even a kli has the ability to prevent impurity from passing beyond it. One, of course, is a mukov tzomid posel, something that is totally closed and shut. There's no opening. And the other way that even a kli is able to block impurity from passing beyond it is if it combines with dafnos ohalim, the walls of a fixed structure, fixed roof, such as the walls of a house. That is not a movable item, so it does have the ability to block impurity from passing beyond it. And a movable item which is either extremely close to that wall, or it fills up a hole in that wall, it would combine and it would gain that same ability that the wall has to block impurity. This movable item would also get that ability. So the Mishnah is going to present a couple of cases like that, and automatically it won't make a difference at all whether the beehive is broken or not, whether it has the status of a kli or not, because the way that it is preventing the impurity from traveling beyond it is the fact that it's part of dafnos ohalim, this concept that if it is at least very close to the wall of the house, it would gain that same ability that the wall has to block impurity. Hoysa malas kol abayis, if the beehive filled up the entire house, that is to say that the entire beehive is inside of the house, not that there's no other space in the house. But unlike all of the cases until now where half of the beehive has been outside of the house, in this case, it is totally inside of the house. And it's very tall. It reaches all the way from the floor until the ceiling. Ve'ein beinolavein akoros b'seach tefach. And there's less than the space of a tefach by a tefach by a tefach between the barrel and the ceiling. That effectively means that it is within a tefach of the ceiling. So just like the ceiling is a fixed structure, it's a fixed roof that has the ability to block impurity. So to the beehive, which is right next to it, gains that ability as well. However, we're going to see that there still is an option of the impurity traveling because of the concept that we have seen already several times of soif tumalotzeis, that if an impure item, a piece of a dead body, will eventually be removed via a different room or a different oihel, then already from now that other room will become tomei. And because of that, the Mishnah says that tumah b'soicha, if there is a piece of a dead body inside of the beehive, habayis tomei, the house, the rest of that room, any item over there would become tomei because of the concept of soif tumalotzeis. Whereas tumah b'bayis, if there is a piece of a dead body inside the room, inside the house, mashah b'soicha tohar, items which are inside of the beehive would remain pure. And over here, the concept of soif tumalotzeis does not apply because shederech tumalotzeis, the general eventuality of a piece of a dead body, which is a source of impurity, is to remove it. People would take it out of the house. They wouldn't start vein daka likones. They wouldn't start bringing it into other items. If they want to take it out of the house, there's no reason why they would ever put it inside of the beehive. And therefore, only one way round do we say the concept of soif tumalotzeis. If there is a piece of a dead body inside the beehive, we say that it will eventually be removed from the beehive through the house and outside of the house. So already from now, the house would be tomei. Continues the Mishnah, this idea of connecting the beehive to the fixed structure and thereby allowing it to protect from any impurity being transferred to the other oihel, except for the concept of soif tumalotzeis, that applies beino medes bein mutal tzidah. Whether it is standing upright and it reaches extremely close to the ceiling, or if it is on its side and it reaches within a tefach of the wall of the oihel. Over there also, dafnei sohalim, the walls which hold up the roof of a fixed structure, also have that ability to block impurity, and a kli that is extremely close to it would also gain that ability itself. As well as that, it applies bein achas, whether it's one barrel that itself reaches from the floor until the ceiling, or right until the wall of the house, bein shtayim, or even if it's two barrels that together, stacked one on top of the other, reach the ceiling, that would also be sufficient. We view both of those barrels as if they are one large item that reaches all the way until the ceiling, and therefore no tumah would be transferred because it blocks any impurity from traveling beyond it, except for the concept of soif tumalotzeis, which we have been assuming throughout the Masechta is a concept only midirabbanan, that the items inside of the house would become tomei since eventually the dead body will be brought through that house. Mishnah Yud, this is a very similar Mishnah to the previous one. Hoysoi medes soicha pesach, if the beehive was standing inside the entranceway into the house, ve'ein beinolavein amashkev p'seach tefach, and it reaches from the floor all the way until a height that there is less than a tefach in between the top of the beehive and the door lintel, the part right at the top of the doorway. So even though this is lower than the rest of the ceiling inside of the house, since the lintel is part of the wall of the house, it's part of the main structure, so that part does have the ability certainly to block impurity from traveling through it. And since the beehive, although it's a movable item, it's right now connected, it's within a tefach of the fixed structure, so it also gains the ability to block any impurity from traveling beyond it, and the only way that the impurity would travel is because of the concept of soif tumalotzeis. Now, interestingly, in this case, the soif tumalotzeis is going to work the opposite, because where is the beehive situated? Right in the entranceway of the house. And not only that, but it's filling up the entire entranceway. The whole concept of soif tumalotzeis is based on the idea that people want to remove a dead body outside of the house. They want to take it out. So in this case, if there is tumah b'soicha, a piece of a dead body inside of the beehive, the concept of soif tumalotzeis would state that they'll remove it from the beehive outside of the house. They're not going to bring it further into the house. and therefore the items inside of the house habayis tohar, those would remain pure. On the other hand, tumah babayis, if there is a piece of a dead body in any point in the rest of the house, in the rest of that room, mashe b'soicha tomei, any item inside of the beehive would become tomei, because they are going to remove the piece of their dead body, and they're going to take it out through the doorway. And right now, the doorway is filled with the kaveres, the beehive. So based on the current setup, the only way to remove the piece of the dead body is via taking it through the kaveres. And again, this is based on the concept that Shederach HaTumalot says the general eventuality of a dead body, which is a source of impurity, is that it be taken out and removed, ve'ein darkei leikanes, and it is not generally the normal eventuality for it to be brought into the house further. Mishud Aleph. The next few Mishnayos talk about, once again, parallel cases to what have been discussed until now, but the factor which will change is that Hoysa Muta al Tzido Ba'avir, this time the beehive was placed on its side, that means that the open end is on one side and the closed end of the beehive is on the other side. The cylindrical wall is placed on the ground. And it is bo'avir, it's out in the open, it's not at all inside of a house. The first few Mishnayos of the Perek talked about where it was half in the house, half outside of the house. The previous two Mishnayos talked about when it was totally inside of the house, or at least in the entranceway of the house. And now the next couple of Mishnayos talk about where it is totally outside. So there's no other roof on top of it, and v'kazayis min ameis nosen tachteho oyal gabo, there is a piece of a dead body, the size of at least a olive, which is underneath or above the beehive. Since the beehive we are talking about has the status of a kli, it doesn't have the ability to block any impurity from going beyond it, and therefore kol shu kenegad hazayis tachtecho v'gabo, anything which is directly below or directly above the piece of the dead body would become tomei, impure, even though it's separated by the beehive, because the beehive does not protect the impurity from coming through. Rosh Eina Kenegad Hazayis, and anything which is not directly above or below the piece of the dead body, as well as Toicho, anything which is inside of the beehive, even if it is directly above or below the piece of the dead body, Tohar would remain pure, because the beehive does have the ability to protect all of the items that are inside of it from becoming Tomei. The only way that the Tumah can enter in is via the opening, and the impurity doesn't reach the opening at all over here, because it only travels directly upwards and downwards. B'soicha, if there is a piece of impurity, a piece of a dead body inside of the beehive, hakol tomei, everything would be impure. That is to say, any item which is inside of the beehive would become tomei, because the top of the beehive forms an oihel, which transfers the impurity to anything which is inside of there. And once again, since the beehive has the status of a kli, it does not block that impurity from traveling upwards and downwards. In the next Mishnah, we are going to see one difference that the Mishnah has not yet highlighted. And in the next Mishnah, the Mishnah will spell it out, between a case where the beehive is partly inside of the house, and this case where it's not in the house at all. It could be that in this case there is no need for the holes that we've been discussing until now, and that will be seen in the next Mishnah.